Hi there, and welcome to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. Welcome here. Hey there, so welcome to another episode of the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. So before we dive into it, I wanted to quickly tell you about this episode's sponsor, Faithful Counseling. They're an amazing faith-based counseling service that can help walk with you through whatever you're going through. And as our listener, you'll get a sweet deal. You get 10% off your first month. Just head over to faithfulcounseling.com/kingdomsexualityministry to claim your discount. Now let's get into the episode. All right, to start off the episode, let's get to know each other a little bit. I'm going to ask a question and then we're all going to answer it. So the question is... Okay, how do I read this?
Wait, we're starting like now?
Yeah, I recorded, dude.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know we were recording.
That's surprise.
So the question is, what is something within your day that is like a strict habit, like a strict routine within your day? Is there something that you do? I mean, other than like, I get dressed every day. Like, is there a moment in your day where you like habitually do the same couple things always? And what is it? Do you need me to give an example?
No, I get what you're asking. I'm just trying to think of if there's anything I do every single day.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Like there's some things I do on weekdays, but not on weekends. Mm-hmm. And there's some things that.
And like, what is out of routine? Like, I brush my teeth, make my coffee.
Yeah, not like the normal things that most people do. I think.
I feed my sourdough starter.
Alana, go ahead and start. Oh, Tira.
Okay. Well, mine every day, without fail, I have like a specific step in which I wash my face before bed. And I always do it in these exact order, like in the exact order every time, whether I'm home, whether we're camping, whether I'm somewhere else. I always do it within a certain order every time.
And it's just like, your order. Are there like a lot of steps?
No. If it weren't for my sister.
Alana's 21-step process to wash your face.
If my sister didn't work at like a derm clinic. Like I wouldn't have these like things. I would just wash my face with normal stuff, but I do. Okay. Wait, now I gotta think about it. Okay. Wait. Well, first I have to, okay. Wait, no, we don't want to hear this. We don't want to hear this. This is not what people are here for.
Okay. How many steps? How many steps? Like,
okay. Wait.
Five?
Four or five.
Wow. Every single day. Good for you. Thank That's you. Why everybody wants to know what products you use.
There it is. Yep.
Well, that's not mine.
Okay. Tell us then.
I actually don't know. I can't think of anything I do every single day.
You tell Sam how much you love her.
I actually have been trying to be way better at giving her a compliment every day.
Wow. Nice.
But that's only been going for like less than a week, so don't
use that. I habitually everything has to do with the kitchen for me. That's kind of lame. I was gonna say like I always look at my menu of what because I plan like the week's menu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Cute.
So I always need to see because I have a crazy schedule, and so I need to usually plan like prep my meal. At least somewhat at different parts during the day, depending on what's happening. So I always need to know, okay, what's my prep going to be for today? But yeah, I would just sound like a housewife. That's just that at home with my sourdough and my meals. I need to think of something a little fun. I got nothing.
No, that's good. That's totally fine. I was just curious.
The only thing I can think of is Sam and I pray together every night.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's like, that's the best I got for you.
Yeah. All right.
I hear her yelling in the background, but I don't know what she's saying.
Just ignore it. You don't want to hear her answer.
Okay. Go for it, Cal. Start us off.
Sorry, I'm very disorganized right now. I got nothing up.
Oh my gosh. What about your computer in front of you?
No, I use my... That's to see our pretty faces.
Oh.
That's nice. Full screen.
That's nice. Good for you. That's great for you, isn't it?
All right. Let's read today's review. It is a 5-star review titled Premarital Must. Kingdom Sexuality came recommended to me by a married friend when I got engaged last year, and I kid you not, I devoured nearly every episode before the wedding. If I could give these fantastic, authentic ladies and gentlemen 10 stars, I would.
Aww.
Kate. Thanks, Kate.
That's great.
And I hope your marriage is going excellent.
Yeah.
Sounds like things are awesome.
Set up for success.
Yeah.
Awesome. And today's verse is Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Seems appropriate for today.
Like, it just felt right.
Yeah.
Let's talk so, dirty talk.
Let's talk dirty talk. That's what today's episode is on.
Yeah.
Talking dirty.
Yeah.
Before we started this, we had the Jason Derulo song going.
So we're all vibing.
Any other millennials know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so dirty talk. First things first, is it okay? I think that's what's on everyone's mind. Mm-hmm. And I think there's this preconceived notion that it has to be like swearing and vulgar and all these types of things. And we're probably not talking about that.
Mm-mm.
We're talking about using our words to speak sexually to our spouse to invoke some sort of pleasure response.
Yeah.
Or to heighten the sexual experience.
Mm-hmm. Or it's the opposite end of the spectrum where people are like, but if God's watching everything and he sees what I'm saying or doing in the bedroom, then I'm only allowed to say like Song of Solomon things or, you know, right? Like there's that total spectrum where they're like, but, you know, yes, there's like the one side where it's like the whole like swearing and whatever crude stuff. And then there's the, your teeth are biblical. Like doves. Yeah. So where is the middle ground here? And like, what does it look like? Because
I mean, first, God is like team pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God loves that we are being pleasured by our spouses. He is number one cheerleader for that. Let's get back into the Bible here and let's read Ephesians 5. So verses 3 and 4 say, but among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So we know God's watching everything we do in the bedroom, and you can have this like inner thought that he seems to be disapproving, like Alana said, right? We have to only dirty talk is only reading the Song of Solomon to each other. And I mean, that can be a thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably like base level, entry level dirty talk is read that scripture to one another, because it is like very arousing poetry. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, sex is a gift, right? We don't have to be rigid and
quiet.
The other word. Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to be quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, quiet with the lights off. And I don't know. There's all these things that people can have in their mind.
Yeah. And here's something to think about. Like, dirty talk doesn't necessarily need to be dirty per se, but just like communication while having sex. Like, start there.
Yes.
And if you think of like going backwards, like pretend, how would sex be if we had no communication and you just were there and you weren't saying anything or providing any, you know, moaning or sounds or anything like that? And you just where they're like, who wants that? Nobody. So like we
and you would never know what feels good.
No. Yeah.
For yourself or for your spouse.
Yeah. So a good way to think of it is like, no, it's to enhance what we're already doing. And what does that look like for you? Is it, you know, extra boating or sounds, and you want to like start with that if it doesn't feel natural to go right into words, you know, and start. But
right,
once you progress into words, then say what you are liking or what you're being thankful for, like the verse says, you know, like yeah. rather Thanksgiving. Okay, well, what are the things that you can be thankful for in this moment, you know?
Yeah. No. No, seriously.
So I think we all agree that this is not bad. God is okay with us using our words to enhance the sexual experience and turn our partner on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just the word dirty talk that is kind of what makes people hesitant.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. I've seen, I'll talk about this a little bit later, but, Melanie from Anatomy of Us. She calls it sexy stories, but she takes it like a step further and she will like say out loud a sexy story to her husband of, it's like a mix of dirty talk and fantasy. And it's like, I'm wearing this, we are in this place, and I'm about to do this to you. And it's like, she's basically like almost telling a sexy story
about them.
She calls it about them as foreplay.
Creative Neat. Mind.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
Once upon a time, there was. I was just so in like kid zone. Kids, I'd be like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, shoot.
Yeah.
All right. That's so when is it not okay?
Yes. I think if both of you are like, no, we don't like this, then that would be, if you're not, like we said in like our previous episode, right? Enthusiastically consenting to, but I mean, yeah, I guess if you guys aren't comfortable with it, but
I think there's almost an aspect of, again, you have to separate, like you have to try to get around the word dirty.
Yeah.
There still needs to be some form of communication during sex.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? It's not that you have to be like doing
someone you're not too.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to be someone you're not. You don't have to be doing the things that we're going to share later, because we'll give you guys some examples, but you need to communicate at minimum what feels good. So your partner knows that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, but when else it's not okay? So if you're using words that are making your spouse uncomfortable, or you're putting them down, or if either one of you doesn't feel respected, protected, and secure, it's time for a reset, because that's not what God intended for our marriage to be like. So,
and I'd say,
I think that I think this is not to be like, this is a very, very important point.
Yes.
If your words do any of those things, it's out of bounds.
Yeah.
And I was going to say too, like, and keep in check your sarcasm too, you know, like, cause that can be a big, like, you don't really think of sarcasm with dirty talk, but just like in language, you can accidentally say something, especially when you're, maybe uncomfortable or awkward, and you say something funny that you're trying to like make, that may not be funny, but you're using sarcasm and it ends up putting that your spouse down instead. So like that one is one to look out for.
Totally. There's actually a lot of vulnerability in this, in the sense that if you say, and it puts a lot of pressure on it, but if you say the wrong thing, it can totally ruin the mood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it can cause hurt feelings. Walls can go up. Like you can feel like, it's like, well, I don't like that. Like, you know, right? Like,
yeah,
you have to really be sensitive to what you're going to say, and kind of like we kind of talked about in the last episode, or our sexting episode, was like, have a conversation beforehand. Like maybe, you know, you've just had a baby and you're kind of, you know, certain parts of your body you're not sure about yet. You're just really like learning to adjust things. And you're like, okay, maybe don't mention this when we're like, if you're like trying to talk about things, like that'll put me, like my mind in a weird space. Let's just talk about this instead. Or, you know, right? Like kind of prep if there's things that you're uncomfortable with in your own body and you're like, maybe just don't mention that, or, you know, whatever, just to kind of give your spouse a bit of a roadmap. So we just wanted to take another moment to chat about this episode's sponsor, Faithful Counseling. With Faithful Counseling, you can access a network of over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help with a wide range of issues. So you simply answer a few questions on what you're looking for in therapy and boom, Faithful Counseling will handpick the perfect therapist for you. And the best part is that you can chat with your therapist whenever and however you want. So you can do it with text, chat, phone, video call, it's therapy on your terms. And if your therapist doesn't really seem like a good fit, no worries. You can switch to a new therapist hassle-free without any extra charge. So with Faithful Counseling, you'll get top-notch professionalism and the quality you'd expect from like in-office therapy, but with a personal touch. Plus, they offer more scheduling flexibility and affordability. Oh, and in case we forgot to mention, as a listener, you'll get a sweet deal too. You get 10% off your first month. So just head over to faithfulcounseling.com/kingdomsexualityministry to claim your discount. So if you're ready to embark on a journey of healing, Faithful Counseling is here to guide you in every step of the way. Now let's get back to the episode.
Yeah. I'd be kind of curious, like if you're wanting to try implementing this in your marriage and you haven't really done it before, having a safe word, like not safe for safety, but like safe as in if they say something that triggers you or something, say the safe word so that your spouse knows, okay, you're not hating me for saying this. I didn't mean to hurt you. Right. But the one who is triggered also has a way to communicate to say, hey, that wasn't okay. I don't like that, you know. Provides an additional route to communicate about that maybe later.
Yeah, I really like that because hearing no or stop or don't can be a mood killer sometimes too. So if there's a word that's not one of those things, that's actually a really good suggestion.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah. What about swearing? Because immediately, like often when people think of dirty talk, they think of this. Like swearing during sex. What about that?
So I personally don't. Well, we don't. But I also don't at all in my regular life. So I have a hard time understanding people who don't swear in their regular life. But for some reason, when they get into the bedroom, all of a sudden it's okay. And to me, it's like, why is the bedroom this different space where we can become this different person using this different language? It doesn't make sense to me. It's never jived with me. I don't understand it. So it's not a thing for us. One pastor that I follow, he has even gone so far as to say it reveals what's in your heart. And I mean, some people will say that's taking it too far, and maybe it is, but I think there is a degree of truth there because that's coming from somewhere.
Yeah. And even the verse that we read earlier, like in Ephesians, you know, there should be no obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking. Like, I would say that kind of falls in that category.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Is it God honoring? is it honoring each other? And then is it necessary? Is there not some better word that you can come up with besides the F word?
Right.
I don't know. Maybe we're coming across as prudes, but I don't think so because it just,
like, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. To me, swearing in the bedroom is kind of unwholesome. Like, there's a million other words you can be using. We can give you some examples if you need. If you're like, I've said this for so long, what else could I say? It's like, we'll give you some ideas, but I don't know if it's necessary. Like, is it necessary? Do we need to be swearing? I don't know. Like, I don't think so. But.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Even if it's a turn on for you, I would challenge you to like wrestle with that a little bit because I don't think it is necessary. I really don't. Even just in general, people who, like, I'm sure I'm sure we've all been around someone who uses the F word every second word. And to me, it just comes across as unintelligent. Like, you don't have enough vocabulary, so you have to use the F word as a noun, a verb, and an adjective. Like, Anyways, I have many opinions on swearing, but it's not about my opinions. So let's move on.
Yeah. I think it's just good to, like, take account of what you are saying and be mindful of it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, totally.
If you are thinking, okay, if God is, you know, everywhere and he's in this room, do we feel okay about this? Like, pray about it. Ask Holy Spirit to, you know, touch, like, speak to you in your heart and to know if what you're saying, maybe swearing, maybe other things, if it's okay or if it's not. And if you're feeling convicted about it, you're like, actually, you know what, maybe, you know, we need to switch this up. Then switch it up. Like, do your own digging.
Totally.
All right. So where do couples start? Yeah.
Right. If you are a couple and this is not something that's currently going on in the bedroom, where do we start?
Mm-hmm. I think the easiest way is just to start talking about what feels good as it's happening.
Totally.
That would seem the most natural, like going from doing nothing to
silence,
the next step. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
And the more you practice, the better you're going to get at it. Like, mm-hmm. it's just like sex in general, right?
Yeah.
And by saying what feels good, literally say that feels good.
Yeah.
Or keep going, or mm-hmm. don't stop, mm-hmm. or I like that.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, those are not uncomfortable big phrases that you're saying for the first time. Chances are you've said that before, just not in a sexual context. So now just say it during sex.
Yeah.
And you're literally just responding to what your spouse is doing, right? If your spouse is giving you oral, like, oh, I like that. Oh, keep going right there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Or if it's uncomfortable, maybe like move over or try this instead or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, even before that, like I feel like base, like say your spouse's name.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, just if you want to just ground zero in it, like if it's like anything, like I feel like that would be so sexy. You hear your spouse like say your name during, like I feel like that's a good way to start.
And then sounds.
Encouraging. Yeah, sounds
are good
if
too.
You don't want to talk,
yeah,
make a sound.
Yeah,
moan. But that can be even more vulnerable for people than words sometimes, because it's like, what if my moan sounds weird? What if it turns him off? What if I sound like an elephant? I don't know.
What if I share a wall with someone?
I don't know. True.
Did they know you have a good sex life?
There you go. So just start by saying what feels good. Yeah.
Yeah. And then compliment them. Compliment your spouse. Compliment their body. Like Alana said, if bodies have just changed, maybe you just had a baby, maybe don't comment on certain things. And spouses, communicate that ahead of time, just like Alana said.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're beautiful. I love the way your lips taste. I love the way, you know, your hair looks. I love when you put your hair down.
Yeah.
You're so handsome. You're so sexy. Like,
yeah.
Very basic things that you would say outside of the bedroom, probably, right? You tell your wife you're beautiful. Tell your wife that she's beautiful during sex. It probably has a very similar effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Let's start with alternatives to the F word, because, you know, it's something that I feel like is just, that's really commonplace these days. And it's socially acceptable, it seems, to a degree, from what I can understand. I don't know. I feel like already things we've said, if you're saying your spouse's name, you're like, this feels so good. This is awesome. Keep going. Go faster. Go harder. Go slower. You know, this is amazing. You're so hot. I love your this, you know, touch my this. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know if that's like, someone's like, well, that's not the same thing.
I think maybe it's not the exact same thing, but I think every scenario where you're using the F word, there's an alternative that doesn't use the F word, right? Like even if you're using it in a sense where it's like, beep, that feels good. You could just say,
right,
that feels good. Or if you like saying, you know, beat me, you could say something else. You could say,
basically,
this is the one I'm struggling with, but like
replace it with do it.
Replace it like that feels good, because
more. You could say more, like more. I don't know.
Yes, just like that.
You put your hands up in the air like I did. Oh, sorry, everybody. But we're trying here.
But okay, here's some other things that we have for you guys. I can't wait to see your beautiful insert body part that you like about your spouse. Mm-hmm. I get turned on thinking about your insert body part about your spouse. And you can even do it where if you don't want to always be talking about like their physical appearance, you could do it in a way where it's like, I can't wait to do you later in the, and use a location.
Yeah.
Right. If you want to spice things up and not use the bedroom, or you can even just say in our bed.
Right. Okay. So you're thinking dirty talk, but like, this is like outside of, you're not like actually having sex in the moment. It's like dirty talk, like earlier. Right.
It can be used. It can be used as foreplay as well.
Yep.
It doesn't have to just be in the moment stuff. For the most part, it's going to be, but it kind of like is a bit of an overlap of
sexting,
like we talked about.
Another overlap kind of like with sexting too, is you can bring in the senses, you know, like, oh man, this smells so good, you know, or whatever, you know, taste hearing, or seeing, bring in all of those different things, and you can express yourself in all of those different ways.
And if saying something out loud just feels really strange, and you know, you're like, this is like this quiet room, and suddenly you're supposed to say things, turn on music. Like, I feel like that would help just with the, I don't want to say vibe because that just sounds lame, but with the ambiance of the room. Yeah. Like, you're setting yourself up for success here. You've got other sounds going on. It's not like you're focusing right on each other's words the entire time. You're also listening to what, you know, the music, and that could be helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's summarize this for people. Mm-hmm. So it's okay unless the words are hurtful, derogatory, disrespectful, condescending, anything that makes your spouse have some sort of negative emotional reaction, let's say.
Yeah.
We don't recommend swearing. There are plenty of great alternatives that are still sexy to use. If you want to start somewhere, start by saying your spouse's name. Start by saying what feels good. Moaning, making some sort of noise to indicate to your spouse that this feels good. And then you can get more detailed in terms of what you like about what's going on, what feels good, where it feels good, how it feels good, what you like about your spouse. What am I missing?
Well, this just came to my mind too. Like, I think also just being like genuine in the moment, like you don't have to be like, okay, right, I wanted to try talking dirty, so I'm going to come up with this thing to say when we have sex tonight, because that will probably be really hot. It's like, if you don't mean it, like if it's not in the moment, like it's not going to feel genuine and nice. Like it won't, won't enhance the moment. And we're not like, we're not saying you have to come up with these fancy things to say to, you know, whatever. It's just, you're just literally just saying what is working and what's not, or how it's working, how things make you feel, what you like. It's just describing what's going on in a sense. Like, you're not talking the entire time, but I mean, if you're into that, maybe go for it, but like, just to be genuine in what you're saying. And think about it. If you were like, well, I don't know, I've never really tried that, I don't really ever think about it, just next time, just actually think about it, and how the process of, you know, okay, if I was to say what feels good right now, what would I say feels best? Or what do I like in this moment? Or how could I encourage him to touch me a certain way? Or so just think about it and say something that you think would work.
Yeah. And honestly, I really do think that telling your spouse literally that it feels good is probably like the majority of most people's dirty talk. It's just some form of that feels good.
Yeah.
Because it is sexy to hear that what you're doing is pleasuring your spouse. It's also like good feedback, because you want to know that what you're doing feels good. And if it doesn't feel good, then
don't say that.
Probably shouldn't be doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Right. So it's just another way to improve your sex life, because you want your spouse to know how to pleasure you. Mm-hmm. And the only way they're going to know is if you tell them what feels good.
And not only that, but if your spouse is like a words of affirmation person, this is like a really easy way to in the moment be like, you know, affirm, you know, whatever's going on, like to build your spouse.
You're so good
up,
at that.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if someone is like a, there's like, you know, the auditory kind of a person where like maybe hearing your spouse like say something is going to be like what it takes to like get you to orgasm. Like, if this is something you've never tried, like maybe this is like, oh, maybe if you would like, you know, kind of encourage me and say some things or make some sounds, like that will help. It just kind of pulls your mind into the moment and what's going on, right? Like, could be a helpful thing to try.
Yeah.
One more thing too is a lot of times when it comes to this, a lot of people will probably think the woman is doing talking, but guys, your wives like to hear you too.
Mm-hmm.
They like to hear your words. They like to hear that what they're doing feels good too.
Yeah.
So guys, speak up, literally. Stop being quiet. Tell your wife what feels good.
Yeah.
Tell her she's beautiful. Start talking.
Yeah. And women, if your husband doesn't really do much talking, it's maybe you'd be like, hey, let's try this out. Like I listened to this podcast. They were talking about this and how it can really help, you know, keep your mind in the zone and enhance pleasure and keep you, you know, knowing what's good and what's not. Like, can we try this out? Can you say something? And maybe it literally is in the moment, be like, hey, can you say this? Or like, I don't know, you could try that stuff too. Like,
yeah.
And just literally like guide them along in it. If you think you need to.
Cool.
Cool.
Yep.
All right, let's pray. God, thank you so much for this episode and for every person that's listening. Would they feel comfortable and would you help them to enrich their sex lives with their words and their communication with one another? Would it not be something that they think is out of bounds and feel dirty doing it, but would they be affirmed by you and your spirit that you are team sex, you're pro sex, you want us to have pleasurable sex lives and you want us to enjoy our spouses to the fullest. And if someone is listening and has never done this and they're nervous, would you just bring peace into their lives and into their mind and into their heart and give them just that little bit of encouragement and confidence to say something. Give them the encouragement and the confidence to start somewhere. And would that be just the start of momentum to excellent communication in their sex lives, both in the moment and out of the moment? I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.